President Trump is expected to abandon the Paris Climate Agreement. In a tweet today, the president said that he would announce his decision over the next few days, but multiple news organizations are reporting that he's made up his mind and is pulling out. NPR White House correspondent Scott Horsley joins us now with more. Hi, Scott.
Hi, Jeremy.
And this is not a huge surprise in the sense that Trump has frequently criticized this Paris Climate Agreement, both on the campaign trail and since taking office. Here he is at a rally last month slamming deals that he calls unfair.
This includes deals like the one-sided Paris Climate Accord, where the United States pays billions of dollars while China, Russia, and India have contributed and will contribute nothing.
But Scott, the decision on whether to formally pull out of the Paris Agreement had divided members of the Trump administration. What do we know about that?
Yeah, we're seeing a real competition from various quarters of the administration. The president met just yesterday with one of the leading climate skeptics, his EPA administrator, Scott Pruitt. He's been a loud voice saying pull out of Paris. The president's meeting today with his Secretary of State, Rex Tillerson, the former Exxon CEO, who was a fan of the Paris climate deal and has been urging the president to stay in. Another way to look at this tug of war is a contest between the nationalists in the administration, like Steve Bannon, who want the U.S. to act on its own, and the more global constituents, like Rex Tillerson, who feel like the U.S. has a cooperative role to play in the global community.
Well, if President Trump does announce that the U.S. is leaving the Paris Agreement as expected, how would that happen? Would he need approval of Congress?
No. You know, the Paris Climate Accord was never ratified by Congress. It was adopted unilaterally by former President Obama, and it can be exited unilaterally by President Trump. One caveat to that is that there's a time limit. The U.S. has to serve notice that it's leaving the Paris Accord, and it can't even start that process until 2019. That's 3 years after the agreement went into effect. An alternative for the president would be to act more swiftly by exiting the underlying UN treaty. That, however, was ratified by the Senate, and the senators might want to exercise a little more say-so if he decided to go that route.
What effect would withdrawing from the agreement have on U.S. carbon emissions?
Probably not a whole lot. This president has already taken steps to undo the climate initiatives that the former administration had put in place that really were the underpinning of the U.S. Climate initiative. For example, the president has said he was going to unwind the Clean Power Plan, which was designed to reduce carbon pollution from electric generation around the country. He's called into question some of the vehicle fuel efficiency standards that Obama put in place. So even if he stays in the Paris Accord, he's taking steps to kind of undo the measures that would take effect there. Actually, backing out of Paris would carry additional symbolic weight.
And there's the question of what other countries will do if the U.S. pulls out of Paris. At the G7 summit last weekend, the U.N. Secretary General Antonio Guterres spoke to the BBC about the Paris Agreement. Here he is.
It's very important that the American government stays engaged. But this is not the end of the world. I mean, independently of the position that one government might have, independently of what the country involved, and of course the U.S. is very important because of its dimension, all the others should stay the course.
So what would U.S. withdrawal mean for international climate efforts? Are other countries likely to pull out as well?
Not necessarily. It carries a lot of weight because, look, the United States is the world's largest economy. It's the second biggest contributor of greenhouse gases. But other big polluters like China, India, Brazil have all reaffirmed that they plan to move forward with their Paris commitments even if the U.S. abandons its own. That said, that G7 meeting that the president attended last week was an opportunity for the G7 allies to really lean on the U.S. Everybody else at the G7 was urging Trump to stay in the Paris Agreement. If he decides to pull out despite that pressure, it would be a very clear signal from the United States. You know, a couple of the key globalists in the administration, Gary Cohn, the chief economic advisor, and H.R. McMaster, the national security advisor, wrote an op-ed in the Wall Street Journal today. The headline is, America First doesn't mean America alone. If the president pulls out of the Paris Accords, this would be very much America acting alone.
That's NPR White House correspondent Scott Horsley. Scott, thank you.
My pleasure, Jeremy.